Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman Show.
Now, this was an interesting trust, test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected.
Wow. That's Bill Gates. Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, not Bill Gates. These are the times through which God has decided we shall live. God made that decision, not Bill Gates. I need to. Oh, come on. It's my last KTTH show. I get to play.
Now, this was an interesting trust, test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected.
Well, your scenario event 201, Bill, where you got together with your fellow technocrats and figured out how you were going to con all of us, failed to take into account some things. Human skepticism is one of them. Pattern recognition is another. Your estimation of normal, ordinary people is so low that you confuse our decision to pursue life with our families and our churches and the church sphere of life and the home sphere of life and treating our job as something that we do not because it defines us, Bill, but because it is something we do because we are called by God to toil. We're called by God to use our talents in ways that contribute to our community and to our family. That you confuse our decision to live what are relatively humble lives to compared to you with an inability to see what a con artist like you is doing. And it is nearly impossible now to offer any rationale for anything that is being done in the healthcare world because it has stopped being about healthcare. We'll do a COVID segment. I'm not ever going to let that go. I can't because it's never going to let us go. But that's just this statement of unbelievable arrogance. So there is something coming that occurred to me this morning. There's a revolution of the humble. Now that could seem a contradiction, couldn't it? Revolution of the humble. And yet, there was no one, no man more humble than Jesus Christ, who was the perfect humility. So difficult. I just imagine the temptation. You know, as they're getting ready to beat him and put him on a cross, Christ Jesus could have said, yeah, you know what? I thought again. I actually am going to call the 10,000 angels and lay waste to you. But he didn't. There is a revolution of the humble. It's starting. And I'll tell you something. This radio station had something to do with it. And we are going to declare victory a little bit because I'm very, very happy we got to do this.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
Don't think that the criminal justice system is your solution to homelessness and drug addiction. It just isn't. And frankly, if prosecuting people who had a drug addiction worked, we wouldn't have a drug problem. If you're a drug addict, you need to have a gram to get through the day of heroin or cocaine, methamphetamine.
So that's the voice of a deeply, deeply conflicted man. He is the so-called King County prosecutor. As I look back on the time at KTTH, at this very, very special place, as I look back, I'm working with Jason and Michael and the team and Rockstar Greg and Jeremy, and I look back on that. There's some areas in which we're just going to obviously declare victory because it's quite obvious. Number one was making that dude famous. No one cared who Dan Satterberg was. No one talked about Dan Satterberg. He cared because he went out and made TED Talks. People wrote for him, or he bragged about our low incarceration rate. Number one was putting him on the map. Number two was kicking him out of the Republican Party. We kicked Dan Satterberg out of the Republican Party. We made it impossible, in fact, for the Republican Party to support him. But please note this. That man who refuses to prosecute crime, that man who will prosecute you for a DUI, but not illegal immigrants, that man would have continued to have the support of the Republican Party in this state because they would have continued to say, well, he's got an R by his name, therefore he's our guy. And the nonsense that he flubbed through on a very liberal radio show, very, very liberal, just radically liberal, that you heard there on those statements, completely disingenuous. So number one is putting him on the map and revealing what he is in terms of his job. And may God have mercy on his soul for destroying King County, for allowing criminals to run loose, for pretending he doesn't have the money to prosecute him. Those are all pretenses. And it's very clear that they are. But here's a victory. And the this station gets to take credit for this because really no one else ever put Satterberg in focus. The mayors of some towns south of Seattle, Auburn, Kent, Renton, Tukwila, Federal Way, they have asked for, demanded basically, a meeting with Heroin Dan Satterberg that I was just talking about, and another guy we put on the map. We were the only people to really come out and speak against and to reveal who Smack Daddy Dow Constantine is. Now, I've shared with you that my faith collides with these nicknames for people. And I'm balancing this because I've had a lot of listeners say, well wait, Christ Jesus called people vipers and dens of vipers. So I try to balance this. The reason I mention the nicknames is because they stuck. I know this. I know people, like I know a lady who was behind Dan Satterberg in a grocery store line, and someone said, oh my gosh, you're Heroin Dan Satterberg. And he said, I'm King County Prosecutor Heroin, Dan Satterberg. It stuck because it's meaningful. They're not cruel nicknames. They are descriptive nicknames. So these mayors have called together a meeting to talk about the fact that it is the policies of Heroin Dan Satterberg and Smack Daddy Dow Constantine that have led to record level murders, rapes, arsons, sex trafficking. There are probably hundreds of teens who were sex trafficked last night as a result of the fact that Heroin Dan Satterberg and Smack Daddy Dow Constantine and the dictator of Washington State, Jay Inslee, have announced, if you're a cartel, set up shop here. So sometime last night in Western Washington, hundreds of teens were turned out, raped, because of the policies of those two guys. And that is an affront to God Almighty. It's an affront to any form of morality, any form of actual morality. But then again, they're seizing people's bodies. You want a job? Get shot up. The mayor's taking this step, and I'm thankful that they're doing this. Let me give some unasked for advice. Sue them. Sue Smack Daddy Dow and sue Heroin Dan in civil court, individually, in their official capacities. Sue them for the costs related to driving the drug trafficking into your cities and the sex trafficking into your cities, because they are driving it there. They're trying to distribute the problem out of Seattle. They're treating you as a pressure release valve. If you live in these cities, and you notice Burien's not in this because Burien is run by a leftist who is kept in office by Smack Daddy Dow. I think the mayor of Des Moines has joined this now, another city south of Seattle. Guys, women, men, mayors, sue them. And by the way, it's good to see the Kent mayor is actually calling this out partially. Kent Mayor Dana Ralph is calling this out. She was on Jason Rant's program, as a matter of fact, in KTTH. You can get a link to this at ktth.com. And so, look, the mayor said this. From what we're able to piece together at this point, it's clearly a turf war from gangs and drugs. No kidding. It absolutely is. And I'm glad that Dana Ralph is mentioning this, but Mayor Ralph, can I point something else out? It's purposeful. They're doing this on purpose. This is by design. I don't know why Dan Satterberg completely tossed any credibility as a prosecutor. I don't know his circumstances. I don't know the motive. But you cannot think any of this works. Nor can you believe, is it possible to believe, that people want criminals jailed so they get off drugs. It's not possible to believe that. So the mayors are taking a good step here. First step I would ask you to do is come out straight out and say they are trying to destroy Western Washington, because they are. Number two, sue them individually and in their official capacities for the monies that they've taken, the lives that their policies have taken in your cities. And this radio station and the privilege I've had to speak on these airwaves, courtesy of Bonneville, the owner of this radio station, we put those two on the map. And man, they're thankful for it. I know they like their nicknames. There's another area that I'm so incredibly happy we got to spend time on. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful for what we got to do in the radio station. We'll talk about that, because another victory we'll celebrate right after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. When we began looking at the schools, and I've shared with you, I've not shared the full story because it's not mine to share. It is one day perhaps my daughter's story to share of her view of our work through the world of adolescent mental health, which is in fact family mental health. My view of the school system was inexorably altered. And my view of what has been done to therapists in Washington State was inexorably altered. My view of news media in Washington State was inexorably altered when I began to work with families, countless families, whose kids have been harmed mentally and physically and mostly mentally harmed by the government schools. And please remember that it was 2 years ago where I began to say, your kids are not safe in the government schools. And in the capacity of filling in for the great Rush Limbaugh, God rest him, Maha, we got to say that nationwide because of this radio station, because of you, because of the support you offer the sponsors of this program. And God bless all the sponsors. Thank you so much for all these years for paying my bills. I didn't have the energy, the focus necessary to go start other businesses while we went through that adolescent mental health thing. I was a one trick pony at that point. It was talk radio and the paychecks from this place that paid for that. And you're talking in the realm of $330,000 that we spent on adolescent mental health. So when I encountered what the schools were doing, conning kids into believing that the reason that they don't fit in is because they're born in the wrong body, when in fact they're autistic. Can you imagine the utter depravity necessary for a teacher to take? And I know this case. This is not, I'm not speaking about something I read. I'm speaking about a family I met. A teacher took a 5-year-old aside and said, son, the reason that you're, well, not son, because they wouldn't say that. The reason that you're unhappy, the reason that you don't have friends is because you're actually a girl. When you start living as your actual self, a girl, you'll be happy. And people will like you. This was a young boy high on the autism spectrum. Functional, but only barely. He went home to his mom and said, I know why I don't have friends. It's because I'm a girl. You need to make me a girl. That happened in a classroom. When we began to dig into, and Ranch deserves an enormous amount of credit for, he has another one, KTTH.com today. Jason has audio of a teacher flipping his ever-loving wig, screaming about Kyle Rittenhouse, proves the cops are racist because one white guy defended himself against three other white guys. That proves racism. Illiterate in terms of the news. Rance has audio of this guy screaming his head off. Jason will join us, by the way, the last hour of this program today. That's going to be tough. Not like I'm going to tear up. Jason's going to try to make me cry. You watch. He'll win. It'll happen. See if I can make him cry. I've never seen him cry. So we watched what was going on in the schools. This radio station has reported things about the schools that have never been reported. It was our show, period, that surfaced the perverse pornographic sex ed in Washington State that is now spread around the country, period. Dory was off. I was filling in for Dory. Dory was off for a healthcare thing for several months. And I filled in for him every day for my friend. People wouldn't have known about the perverse pornographic sex ed if it wasn't for this radio station. Now there's this. The revolution of the humble. Man, this is going to be a force. The Washington State schools are facing a $500 million drop in funding because humble, honest, loving parents have refused to put their kids in the government schools and have taken their kids out of the government schools. A 14% drop in the number of kindergarten students. These are kids who may never enter the doorway of a government school. This never would have happened without talk radio, without specifically this radio station, without the work of Maya Espinosa, who in a sane world would be the Secretary of Education instead of this Chris Rakedahl with his creepy obsession with sex ed in the schools. Utterly creepy. We've been begging people, at least I have, get your kids out of the government schools. They are not safe. These are kids who have now an opportunity to go to a school that doesn't try to con them on behalf of the sexual left and big pharma. It's a revolution of the humble, and it hits schools where it hurts. Now, what will happen is the dictator of Washington State will replace these funds with emergency federal dollars, emergency, because he still hasn't spent all the COVID cash, which is an absolute swindle. He'll make sure that the schools are made whole. He will shift the money around. He can't let his precious, the Washington Education Association, who, by the way, post-millennial indicates, they're going to teach classes in critical race theory in Washington State. School teachers are going to go to school to be taught critical race theory. Postmillennial has a story on this. I'm so deeply thankful that there was one time. And it made sense that the bosses came to me and said, could you not play the porn music and make the creepy sounds when you are being Chris Rakedahl? And I probably I should stop doing that. It was a good call. This is a family radio station. Keep taking the kids out. And for my folks in Idaho, you're not safe. Let me say again, you're not safe. Be in your classrooms. Be in your classrooms at all times. Don't ever let the teachers tell you that you're not allowed in the classrooms. Never let that occur. Folks around the country, you need to be in your classrooms at all times, every day. Don't ever let them tell you that you need permission. Oh, you need to ask permission to come in. No, you don't. It's a government building. They're playing a game now where you need to pay money to see the curricula. No, you don't. No, you don't. Be the absolute parent that demands it. I demand to see it. Force their hand. This couldn't have happened with a lesser radio station. They would have come along and said, you can't describe these sex acts. And I don't do it to be provocative. I do it to be informative because one of the principles of Bonneville, the owners here, is that We are to protect communities and families and to build up families and communities. In the 7 or 8 years we've been here, we've done that. I thank you for that. Come back and talk about the COVID madness on this, the last day of the Todd Herman Show on KTTH before we shift over to the podcast-only format. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Jason Rantz is going to swing by. Last time, well, I don't know if this is last time. But last time in this configuration that we'll do radio together, that'll be the third hour of the show. Thanks for all the notes on Twitter, by the way. And thank you for all the notes on Facebook. And I just appreciate you guys. This is kind of what we've done in terms of COVID. And this is another area that in this regard, Jason and I have had some disagreements on this. And it's well known that Michael and I couldn't be more diametrically opposed. In terms of the view of the COVID response, and that my actual way I now view politicians, people who want to be leaders, I have a litmus test. It's a two-part test, and it is pass-fail. I'll tell you about it.
Your bodies take away what little they have.
We're in the middle of an explosive threat to our freedoms.
Your kids shove it in their faces.
Your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive.
Your travel.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Blanket coverage.
The media you see and hear.
Now, for people like us, we do the job based on who's in power.
I want them dead.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
My litmus test now for anybody who wants to be a leader is, number one, how are you participating in building the kingdom? And no, I don't want the law to make this a you-have-to-be-Christian country. I don't want to live in a country where the government gets to enforce a religion, because that ain't choice. Number two, here's the litmus test for anyone who wants to be a politician. I'll look them in the eye. Here's before I even consider meeting with you. I get notes from time to time. Oh, come and run our campaign. Or it will be this. This is a yes or no question. Are the injection traveling papers, which some people still call vaccine passports, are they the installation of a dictatorship? Yes or no? Yes or no? There's one right answer. The answer is yes. If the answer is no, or I don't know, I will not spend any time with you in terms of you wanting to be a leader of anything. The possibility of defending this on a medical basis is over. It's been over, well, before it began. But let me give you some breaking news. Of all the things we've done, I feel the best about our COVID coverage. I really do. And I feel like God prepares people for things. Swimming against the tide, that's my life. Being a someone who goes out and speaks the thing that's not to be spoken, that's my life. That's I've done that in every realm. And I think that's the way God wired me. I think God wires us ways. Here's breaking news on our last day of KTTH. You'll want this link, by the way. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. So you remember when the CDC decided, well, we've decided to stop tracking the breaking out cases of COVID in people who have had the mRNA injections. We're not going to track that anymore. Why is that, Tony Fauci? Well, it's hard. It's very difficult, and it's not as much fun as we thought it would be. Plus, we've got this whole program now where we're vaccinating the dead. Breaking from our friend Justin Hart, featuring CDC data. In September, the percentage of the oldest, most vulnerable people, that is 80 plus, the only age group for whom COVID is more deadly than the flu, individuals who had the mRNA injection overtook COVID cases compared to old people who haven't had the injections. That happened in September. I'm Grim Milestone. Government officials say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Still some intransigent rebel members of society refuse to take the beautiful magic injections, such as Washington State's former Cougar football coach now fired because he refused to save children or old people. Everybody got it? In the only population, the only age group that has any statistical possibility of benefiting from these injections, in September, it crossed over into old people, 80 plus, who had the injections, were the group with more cases of COVID. Well, that's not why we stopped counting that. Yes, it is. It's exactly why you stopped counting that. You know the exception that proves the rule thing? You know that? Chris Cuomo said, who's been indefinitely suspended. Oh, that's hilarious, by the way. He's indefinitely suspended for using CNN's resources to look into his brother's accusers as a so-called journalist. He's being suspended for that, but not for lying to the entire country for 3 years about President Trump, not for lying about the COVID, not for pretending to be in lockdown, not for pretending to wear masks, not for pretending to be a lockdown zealot, not for pretending that he didn't hide the Hunter Biden story. No, no, that's all fine. Helping his brother, though, that's a bad call. Listen to this Cuomo talking about the new variant.
Let's hope they keep that same energy and that it will be aided by the president and his emissaries letting us know what they know when they know it. Don't continue this pattern of us having to catch that there were things that you knew that you could have told us and didn't.
Catch. You participated in these lies for 2 years, son.
Please, let's do better. So far, again, little to panic on based on the facts.
Did you hear that? Bill Gates in Event 201 described how they were going to work with so-called news organizations like CNN to put death counters, which didn't work, so they changed it to case counters, on their screens.
Now, this was an interesting trust, case test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected.
You didn't? How could it be? What Cuomo was saying there was true 2 years ago. There was never a reason for the cases counter on CNN other than to push the injection. And the injections aren't the end game. The so-called vaccine passports isn't the end game. The end game is you're going to be told you will be injected with stuff that's going to be your life passport. That's the end game. You think they're going to have you continue to have the choice of carrying a smartphone? When people gave into the masks, they gave into the inexorable fact that the party wants to track you everywhere and control everything you ever think of doing. There was never a reason to panic, and yet CNN sold panic. It's not stopping. CNBC, Jimmy Cramer loves him some forced injections.
One knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
We have companies
that have tried hard to get people vaccinated. Now,
what's psychotic, Jimmy, is that you are capable of believing this with all of the data that shows otherwise. There is no data to support your position. I'm particularly happy and thankful that we've had the opportunity to tell the counter story, which isn't told anywhere else. I'm thankful to you for supporting the COVID segments. We're not even done with that. You won't believe what this lady from New Zealand, the dictator of New Zealand, is going to let people do in their homes. We'll talk about that. A couple messages that have come in during the show. I'm so thankful for that. Jason Rantz stops by at 8 o'clock. This is the last Todd Herman Show on KTTH before we shift over to the all podcast format. Thank you. Thank you for all this. Let's check traffic the right way. Traffic. Welcome back to the final Todd Herman Show on KTTH. My friend and colleague Jason Rantz swing by and spend time with us at 8 o'clock. And as we just a heads up warning, not that you don't know this if you listen to the show with any regularity, I will be crying come personal note time. And Rantz has made it pretty clear. He's gonna try to do the Barbara Walters thing with me, where her goal was to make people cry. I loved that sketch on Saturday Night Live back when it was a comedy show and funny and relevant and not bitter and hate filled. And they had a guy who played Burt Reynolds. That was Norm Coleman. He did a brilliant Burt Reynolds. And they had someone playing Barbara Walters, but they called her Baba Wawa. And she was always trying to get people to cry, but Burt just kept laughing off. In that Burt Reynolds style. And then one of the sketches, I don't remember what she asked him, like about a car he crashed or something. Didn't you crash a really classic Trans Am? And the Burt Reynolds character burst into tears, and Barbara Walters looked, you know, with a satisfied grin at the camera. I got Burt Reynolds. Got him. I do want to share some notes from you guys today, because I'm reading them on the breaks. Dean writes, Todd, you may not remember me, Dean from Atlanta, but I found your radio show in August 2020 after watching your Facebook video. I met a woman in line in which you talked about masks, vaccine, COVID lies. Facebook suggested your video after I watched Pastor Greg Locke telling pastors to open the churches back up. You might enjoy listening to him. I have, and I do. Your program was exactly what I needed, because the world's reaction to the virus didn't make sense to me either. I started listening to KTTH on the website and became a regular listener. In December, after the election, it became clear to me the election was stolen. It became too upsetting for me to follow current events. I was powerless to do anything about it. I needed to focus on my personal life better, so I stopped listening to your show. Sorry. I put myself on total news blackout from December until August. No TV news, no radio, nothing. The only podcast I listened to was Dr. Ray Garinati, who talks mostly about relationships, but sometimes COVID. He also says it's not a vaccine. Well, he's right. A few months ago, in August, I had this thought that I should start listening to your show again. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit guiding me. I'm glad I did, because I came back just in time to learn the details about the injection. I'd already decided I didn't want the shot because I don't believe I needed it, but listening to you helped me solidify my stance that I definitely did not want to take it. I shared your research with my wife and encouraged her also to not take it. I like your references to God during the show. Thank you for doing that. Hearing you talk about him helps me with my relationship with God. And in this time of crisis, we all need to be more focused on God. About 10 years ago, I went through a personal conversion in which God became center of my life, so I can relate to your decision to take the show private in order to give him more focus. Thank you for all the work you do, keeping us informed. God bless you, your new endeavor with the podcast. Look forward to this new chapter in the podcast. Dean from Atlanta. Dean, I appreciate it. Thank you for the note. Thank you for listening. Such a beautiful, beautiful city, Atlanta. I used to like spending time there. But one thing, just a humble recommendation. You guys have too many Peachtree streets. There's like 10 of them. Where do you live? Peachtree. Which one? Well, the nice one. Thank you very much for the note. I'm reading the notes as they come in. Thank you for that, you guys. There's also this, and a great act of giving. This doesn't come along all the time with leaders these days, and so it's quite something to see the dictator of New Zealand make this announcement to the people over whom she dictates. This is kindness in and of itself. Like Fauci is science. I am science. I am DNA and chromosomes. I am gray matter in everybody. I am your gray matter. The dictator of New Zealand is, in fact, kindness itself.
And importantly, because I know this is a question many Aucklanders have, you can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
Oh, wait. That's real. That's real. Today is December 1st, 2021. That woman is the Prime Minister of New Zealand. That woman just tried to make a funny, a giggle out of telling people they can urinate in a bathroom in their friend's home when they visit.
And importantly, because I know this is a question many Aucklanders have, you can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
Do you see that she is wanting to make that a joke in which they all join? Because, you know, we're all in this together. Man, you guys, maybe it's good that this is my last day in KTTH because I'm out of things to talk about because I just done seen everything. Baby, I just ain't seen nothing yet. There's something you never forget, baby. You just ain't seen nothing. Well, not quite everything.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
Yes, a group of psychotic murderers with superpowers where they can disappear and reappear and pop up into the bedrooms of children and then crawl in their ears and explode them from inside out like that animal and alien have escaped a prison for the psychotic murderers in Australia. Oh, my bad. That's people who got out of the COVID quarantine camp. That can't happen here. That's why they're building quarantine camps in Washington State. We'll come back.